So far, we've talked about whether you're ready, what you can afford, your credit, and your down payment. Today, we open up the menu because there isn't just a mortgage. There are several kinds, and picking the right one genuinely matters. Don't worry, we're going to keep this simple. Let's start with the single biggest fork in the road, fixed rate versus adjustable rate. A fixed rate mortgage does exactly what it sounds like. Your interest rate is locked in for the entire life of the loan. If you sign up at a certain rate, that's your rate. In year 1, year 10, year 20, your core payment doesn't move. The beauty here is predictability. You know exactly what you're paying, and rising rates in the wider world don't touch you. This is the most popular choice for a reason. People like knowing. Then there's the adjustable rate mortgage, usually called an ARM. With an ARM, your rate starts fixed for a set number of years, and then it can adjust up or down periodically based on the market. Often the starting rate is a little lower than a comparable fixed loan, which is the appeal. The catch is uncertainty. After that initial period, your payment can change. An ARM can make sense in specific situations, like if you're confident you'll move or refinance before the rate starts adjusting, but you're taking on some risk in exchange for that lower start. The simple way to hold it in your head, fixed is stability, adjustable is a bet on your timeline. For most first-time buyers who want to sleep at night, fixed is the comfortable default. Now let's talk about the other big category, the type of loan program. This is a separate question from fixed versus adjustable. You're basically asking, who's backing this loan and what are the rules? There are conventional loans, which are the standard loans not backed by a specific government program. They tend to be a great fit for buyers with solid credit and a reasonable down payment. Then, there are several government-supported programs designed to help specific kinds of buyers. There are loans geared toward buyers who have smaller down payments or are earlier in building their credit. There are loans specifically for veterans and service members, which come with some real advantages as a thank you for their service. And there are programs aimed at buyers in rural areas. Each of these has its own eligibility rules and its own trade-offs. Now, I'm deliberately not going to rattle off exact requirements for each one, because those details shift over time and they depend heavily on your personal situation. And honestly, that's the whole point of this episode. You don't need to memorize the fine print. You need to know these categories exist, so that when you talk to a loan officer, you can have a real conversation instead of a confused one. Here's how I'd think about it. First, decide how much certainty you want in your payment. That's your fixed versus adjustable answer. Then, work with a professional to match your situation, your credit, your down payment, your circumstances, to the right program. A good loan officer does this matchmaking for a living. Your job isn't to have all the answers. Your job is to know enough to ask good questions and understand the answers you get. One last thing worth saying. The best mortgage isn't a trophy that one type wins. The best mortgage is the one that fits your life, your timeline, and your budget. Two smart people in different situations can correctly choose completely different loans. Next episode, we get practical about the very first real step in the buying process. The difference between being pre-qualified and being pre-approved, and why that distinction can make or break your offer on a house.